It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hey.
Chad and Evan on The Wolf.
What's up?
Did we survive the great Facebook and Instagram outage of 2024?
I don't know how.
I don't know either.
Like, I was stressed.
Dude, I actually started, I almost ate people.
You almost ate people?
Oh, yeah. I was looking at people and I was like, all right, I think we've hit that time where I need to start eating other human beings. Like, alive.
I've never hit that point in my life.
Well, I was there.
Huh.
If I don't know what someone's political views are, if I have to go over 2 hours without knowing what one of my friend's political views are on Facebook,
right?
How do I survive?
I don't know how you did it. I know how I did it.
How'd you do it?
I just waited until it was working again. And then I sent the messages that I had to send.
That's ridiculous.
I heard it was a power outage there at the old Meta offices or something.
Is that true?
I don't know. Listen, Chad, I saw it on Facebook.
See? And you're lucky. You're lucky that Facebook opened up again, because we wouldn't know what happened. And thank goodness. I still don't know. I haven't even done the research yet.
Well, why would you?
I'm waiting for one of my friends to do it and post it.
They'll post it on Facebook, so you know. So that's what someone posted on Facebook.
Thank God they will, too.
And that's what I thought I saw.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Let's take the politics out of this right away, okay? This is not about whether you've got the COVID-19 vaccination or not, all right?
No, this is about stupidity.
This guy in Germany received 217 COVID-19 vaccinations within a span of 29 months.
And grow another arm or something?
Nothing happened to him. They say really no effect.
Huh.
But you're saying, why would he do that? Why would he? Well, first off, he frauded the government to get a whole bunch of those vaccinations. Okay?
Right.
But why? There's really no answer as to why he got that many vaccinations.
You had a good theory about this.
I think he got into an argument with one of his buddies at the bar about vaccinations and decided to push the argument hard and was like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, you think vaccinations are bad for you? I'm going to get 217 of these things. He's like the other side of Joe Rogan.
Right.
He's like, yeah, he's the other side of that guy who was on the legislative steps yelling at people.
What guy?
I don't want to say his name.
Oh, I know which guy. Right.
I'll end up getting more emails.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a little extreme, buddy.
It's like 217 COVID-19 vaccinations.
Yeah, I'd settle down here a little bit.
I feel like they're just like, hey, nobody's taking these things anymore, so we've got a batch we need to get rid of. He went and bought them in bulk.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Experts in their field were asked what simple everyday advice they would give to people. A physiotherapist was asked, what everyday advice would you give to people?
Mm-hmm.
And it was simple. She said, do not do full sit-ups.
Yeah, you just do the half ones. You just lay down, put your hands on your knees, and just go up.
Full sit-ups. Yeah, thighs. Do crunches. You know? Full sit-ups are really bad for your back.
Yeah.
And she actually said, if you really want to do a great core exercise, do planks.
Oh, that's a good one. The plank is good.
Horrible.
You
ever done rocking planks or like?
Well, I've done them all. You tell me a plank, I've done it.
Pull through planks?
Oh, I've pulled through many planks.
I was doing pull through planks yesterday. It was a pathetic display.
Was it?
Oh, man. My gut's hanging out.
So that's the thing. You got to maintain 3 points of contact, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. 1 foot. Well, I've got about 5 points of contact. But yeah. An attorney said, now this is an American story, so keep that in mind. But an attorney said, talk to police. That's one thing that they would advise against. Well, I mean, a little bit different here, but I get what they're trying to say. I think what the big thing is just know your rights when it comes to police interaction. Right?
That is the big thing.
And also, don't be the person that's on camera being like, oh, yeah, well, that's not within my rights. Okay, you're asking for it. You know what I mean? Don't do that either. A doctor says, simple, do not run downstairs.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Walk downstairs.
Right.
Do you know how many injuries come to emergency rooms because of stairs?
No, do you?
No, but lots. Thanks for calling me out on that.
Acting like you have a statistic on that.
Actually, thank you for calling me out on that. An insurance underwriter says, and again, this is American, but and I get the sentiment. Mm-hmm. You should never own a trampoline.
Well, I mean, back in the day, but now you have the trampolines have nets and...
Yeah, I know, but everybody's trying to... Like, parents are trying to get you over everything. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, if my kid was at a person's house and they fell off the trampoline and broke their arm, who's at fault?
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Should've but many parents would be like, it's the parents who are at fault.
Right.
For not supervising. The kids are on a trampoline. Calm down. Accidents happen.
That's right.
The phrase accidents happen never gets thrown around anymore.
You can't use that anymore.
And finally, speaking of accidents happen, an ER doctor has said very simple advice. Do not put, for any reason, do not put anything in your butt.
A million to one, Doc. Million to one.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Derek sends in a text. We're just talking about advice from experts that you need to listen to. And a doctor said that you should never run down the stairs for any reason. And an ER doctor said you should never put anything in your bum for any reason.
Yeah.
Derek says, quote, I fell down some stairs and onto this phallic object that went up my bum on accident.
Right. That's what they say every time when you hear these stories, these weird objects. It's like, it was an accident.
Yeah.
I fell on it.
Oh, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, you're not falling. People don't fall on that many things.
Right.
End up going where they probably shouldn't be going.
And like objects that very clearly could be used for, you know, that kind of thing.
Penetration?
Yeah.
That's kind of a bad word, too. I'm not a big fan of that word. Moist? I'm not a big fan of the term penetration.
It's a very aggressive word.
It is. Yeah. I'll use it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I'll use it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of it.
What we're saying is, when you go to the grocery store, eat the produce. Put it in this end.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I'm not willing to do it. I'm not willing to get involved with a new franchise. I'm not. Dune. I'm not going to do it.
No. Long movies.
I'm just not. I didn't watch the original Dunes. I have no idea what they're about.
It's like Tremors.
This Timothy. Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay, Kevin Bacon did it best.
Yeah.
And the dad from Family Ties and then Reba McEntire. Mm. Of course, great cast.
Good cast. One of the best casts. Actually, on Rotten Tomatoes, they dubbed that the best cast ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Don't look that up, by the way.
No.
Just take our word for it.
That's right.
Dune 2, getting massively great reviews.
And same with the popcorn bucket.
Right. The one that looks like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great reviews.
I bet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've discussed that in previous things.
Oh, yeah.
And follow us on social media. You can actually see it for yourself. Yes, people are loving this new Dune 2. And there, some people are saying, like, it's better than Star Wars.
What?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much.
I wasn't a big Star Wars guy. I'm just not into the spacey movies like that. And that's the thing. You and I are both space nerds.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I love hearing about stuff happening in space.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't like space movies.
Well, that stuff doesn't happen in space. That's not a documentary, Chad. It's not real life space.
And to tell you the truth, I don't even know if Dune is in space.
No, it's...
is it on Earth? Is that where it takes place?
Well, yeah. Those big worms, they live...
Well, the Tremors, again, that's on Earth.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So if you want to see Dune... Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to know what's going on until you watch Tremors and all of the sequels.
That is a prequel. That is a prequel. That is a prequel
to
Dune. It's Tremors. Now, we were talking like with fantasy movies and everything. Like, I like fantasy.
Yeah, you would.
Well, but you know, like, not Mariah Carey, but I'm talking... when you talk Game of Thrones and that kind of fantasy, Lord of the Rings, I love that stuff. But yeah, I'm not into that.
You like watching people fly on dragons. That's
yes!
your thing.
Yes, yes.
And walking trees.
We
like walking trees. Big fan of that.
They're great.
And big fan of people saying, thou shalt not pass.
There's that too.
You got a kink for old men with long beards and pointy hats.
I tell you stuff in private.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The Oakland A's, they're moving from Oakland to be the Las Vegas A's.
Right.
And you want to talk about an upgrade. This is like This is moving from the ghetto to Bel Air in like just the blink of an eye. Well, I mean, it'll be a few years, but
yeah,
they released the renderings for the new ballpark in Vegas that will be where the Tropicana is now. $1.5 billion is what they're going to spend on this stadium. That's not, and you think that's a lot. That's actually not, like compared to SoFi, $1.5 billion is about what Yankee Stadium cost, the new Yankee Stadium.
Okay, and that was a few years ago.
Yeah, maybe a touch more. Well, that was like a decade ago, yeah. But like maybe a touch more. But anyway, this ballpark is unreal. It's modeled after the Sydney Opera House.
It looks exactly like it.
But a giant version of it. 33,000 people will be able to fit in it. Mm-hmm. It is entirely domed, and there are some people being like, "Well, why wouldn't it be an open air Vegas?" Well, in the summer, it's too nice. It is too hot in the summer. You have to have air conditioning, or people will not go to a game in Las Vegas.
In Texas, right? It's like all those places.
Yeah, well, Texas is open.
Is Texas open?
Oh, where the Rangers? Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Not in Houston, but yeah. Anyway, this place is, it's got an 18,000 square foot video board.
That is absolutely insane to me.
Now, I don't think that's as big, believe it or not, as SoFi. Because SoFi's got the ring that goes around. So does Atlanta. That's like the new thing that a lot of these, like the Clippers will have the same thing. But this thing, it project like it takes up the entire outfield.
I actually think it's a part of the roof.
It is.
Like it's built. It's like the sphere.
Yes,
that's what I'm thinking. It looks like
it is part of the inside of the roof. You are 100% correct. It is innovative, man. 2,500 parking spots at the new stadium.
Oh well, I mean, only 18,000 people. You know, you bring five people in the vehicle. It still doesn't fit, you know. It's a big parking lot, though, still.
And public transit in Vegas can be a little sketchy. But here's the thing. What they're doing is what everybody, what every other franchise is picking up on. It is more than the game now. You cannot just have the game and keep people's attention. It needs to be an event.
Well, and of course, it's going to be because it's Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, Vegas has, they have so much to compete with. Like, look at Vegas Golden Knights. They changed how game days are for NHL games.
Yep.
They changed it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, so you had Vegas, the Vegas Golden Knights come out, and then what did the Kraken do? The exact same thing Vegas did.
And now other teams are starting to try and catch on.
Edmonton's doing the same now. Like they're making it a production. Even like Carolina, for God's sakes, is even doing the same thing Vegas is doing.
But Carolina kind of started it with the on-ice stuff, I feel.
Right, but I don't know. It's just people now know, like all these owners know that in order for people to come to the game, it needs to be an experience. Because if they're just sitting they can watch the game at home and they get a better viewpoint of the game from home now because the broadcasts have become that good.
And the beer and hot dogs are cheaper.
Chad and Evan Daly.
A couple of big things happening on this day in rock and roll history. Mm-hmm. It was on this day in 2004 that David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young was arrested for leaving a bag of marijuana, a knife, and a loaded gun in his hotel room in New York.
Mm. Marijuana.
You don't say.
Marijuana cigarettes.
And also, big day in downloadable music news.
Okay.
It was on this day in 2006 that Pearl Jam decided to make their new single, Worldwide Suicide, available as a free download from their official website.
I remember that.
That was unheard of at that time.
Completely unheard of.
It was the antithesis of the old Lars Ulrich Metallica thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that was back in 2006. The reason Pearl Jam released it early was because, or released it like that, was because it had been leaked.
Right.
So they were like,
such a good song.
And they were just like, well, let's just do it. That album was really, really great.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Evan, you know what you are?
Deadly?
Sure. You're the I got a guy guy. Do you know what I mean by that?
I don't always have a guy.
You always have a guy. You always have a guy for something.
Yeah, well.
You're the guy? Yeah, exactly. You need a guy? Oh, yeah.
But I also know girls.
Right.
You gotta need a girl? You know, I'm not sexist in any way.
You also seem like the kind of guy that would be the, you paid full price guy? You're that guy.
No, I'm not that guy. Oh. I'm not that guy.
but you're the I got a guy guy. Everybody knows that. Everybody's got that I got a guy guy in their life.
Uh-huh. And?
I'm not that guy.
No, you don't ever have a guy.
I never have a guy.
I tell you all the time, you need a guy, I can get you a guy. I've got a few guys that always get me guys, and then they end up my guys, and I can pass those guys on. Like right now, I'm messaging a guy.
I know you are. I'm emailing a guy.
Got to send him some itineraries.
How do I become an I got a guy guy?
You need something, you ask me. I'll hook you up.
No, but I don't want to
You need
be
a toe by noon? I'll get you one by noon.
A toe?
A Big Lebowski.
Oh, I thought you meant like a human toe.
Big Lebowski.
Can you get me a human toe?
I got a guy.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.